When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
It is such, I think I've mentioned this before on the show. I don't take this job for granted. It's a wonderful occupation. I get to be with all these beautiful people every night. I get to talk to incredible guests over here. I get to share the stage with John and this amazing band over here every night. And we get to talk a little bit, John. We get to talk a little bit, but never enough.
Yeah.
You want to come on over here and talk some more? Yeah. Come on over, John.
Oh, snap.
John, we've known each other for 7-8 years now.
Yes.
I was looking at some photos of the two of us over this last break week that we had together. Back in 2014, when you had much less hair and I had much more chin. And and here's the thing, is that we got to know each other that year before we ever came on the show. Yeah. And we have become dear friends in that time period. You've come to my house.
Yes. Yes, we've had some good meals and good conversations.
Many Thanksgivings together with you and your parents, your beautiful wife, Suleika, and you've come down to stay at our house in South Carolina.
Yes.
And,
Low country.
The low country, that's right. We've shared recipes, and as much as I know you and as much as I love you, there's always more to know about someone.
That's true.
And there's just never enough time right here on the stage to do it. So what I'd like to do tonight is something called the Colbert Questionnaire, John. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number one, John Batiste. What is the best sandwich?
That's a controversial question.
That's what we do. I mean, we're not afraid of these questions on this show.
I know. You get up in there. I'm over here. I'm just getting used to that. I have to say it's a hot dog.
Okay, wait a second here. You understand the landmine you just set off in the sandwich sphere? Because not only it's a delightful snack meal treat,
multi-purpose,
but not everyone accepts it as sandwich.
I know, but if you look at it and you see the bread,
yep.
And then you see the meat,
yep.
In between the bread,
yep.
That looked like a sandwich to me.
Well, I mean, I normally don't do follow-ups in the Colbert Questionnaire,
yes.
But, I gotta follow up that with, then by that same logic, is a taco a sandwich?
A taco? Well, it's a shell.
Made of flour or corn, but could be corn, could be flour, go ahead.
Well, if a taco is a sandwich, then would you call a quesadilla sandwich or any
sort
of...
I'm not the one calling a hot dog a sandwich. I'm asking the questions. We're not getting to know me tonight, sir.
But if you look at a hot dog...
And I frequently do.
The question...
The question is, what makes it not a sandwich?
The fact that the two pieces of bread do not separate.
You can eat a hot dog with the bread separate, I assure you.
It's dangerous, though.
It's dangerous. Sometimes
then
it
that's
happens.
A sausage hoagie. It turns into a sausage hoagie if the bread is separated. Or a grinder, for those of you in the Philadelphia area.
See, I'm going to have to go with the late, great Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on this one.
Who, as
you
know,
said, that the hot dog is a sandwich.
That's true. I'm afraid. I want to warn the affiliates, we might go late tonight. We might go late.
Oh, yeah, we got to
okay,
live.
What?
live.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got to keep moving here. I do want to point out that I would have gone with shrimp po' boy.
See?
No, we're moving on. No,
but
you blew
I thought
it.
About... No.
I knew you thought about that.
See, a shrimp po' boy, you can't eat that every day or you will surely die.
There are many sandwiches that are a slow death sentence. Have you had a patty melt, my friend?
Yes, I have.
That is a cry for help. We must move on.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. The judges are telling me we have to move on. What's one thing you own that you should really throw out?
Oh, I got a bunch of shoes I should throw. Way too many sneakers.
Okay. What's the scariest animal?
A roach.
Yeah. Sneaky.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
You're from the New Orleans area, and they grow them like cattle down
there.
Oh,
yeah.
Size of your thumb. They have to have cowboys come in and rope them.
You got to wrangle them suckers, and they fly.
Yeah, especially when you open the cabinet in your face.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Palmetto bugs.
Ugh.
Apples or oranges, my friend?
Oh, wow.
Don't say hot dog.
Oranges.
All right. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
I did ask Michelle Obama for her autograph on her book.
That's an autograph.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yes. I never just on a piece of paper. I haven't done that.
That's good enough. That'll do.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Okay.
What do you think happens when we die?
Oof. Well, I think no one ever really dies. I think our body passes away and our soul meets the creator of all things. And what we've done, the love we've given in this life, all the things that we've done, that lives on forever. So that's why it's important what we do here right now, because once we're in the next realm, still we'll be here for the next generation.
What's your favorite action movie?
Oh, my goodness. Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump.
That...
You don't like Forrest Gump?
That is to action movie as hot dog is to sandwich. I accept, and I move on.
He was running.
I understand he was running.
I'm telling you.
You have a very low standard for action.
Running. It was action.
Sure.
He was going
Air Bud is an action movie in that case. Okay, window or aisle?
I like the aisle.
Because
if you're on the aisle, you can get out quicker. If you got to go to the bathroom and you know, you get a little bit of extra space, especially if you in the back of the plane.
Mm.
That's your only respite. You got that aisle to stick your leg out, because nobody coming back there.
Sure.
That's a life hack right there.
That's a John Batiste life hack.
You see? I like that.
That's your podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is your favorite smell?
See, I've watched these so much, I didn't think of this one. Petrichor.
Oh, that's the when the rain comes in the heat of the summer, that smell, that smell of the rain
yes,
in the summertime?
Absolutely.
Petrichor.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Wow, that's a beautiful word, too.
Petrichor, it's Greek. Petrus is stone, and ichor is something like the fluid in the veins of the gods.
Yeah, the ichor. The demons of the gods, ichor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, the blood of the gods, the stone blood of the gods.
Yes.
That's nice. Least favorite smell?
Ooh, a lot of them. least favorite smell is fear.
Sting said the same thing.
He did.
You and Sting have a lot in common, or one thing in common.
One thing.
What is the most used app on your phone?
Probably between the the Bible app and Instagram.
Nice.
I check both every day.
Cats or dogs?
Let's see. Well, I have a lot of great moments with cats that I didn't own, but overall, I've had more dogs, so I'm gonna go with dogs.
All right. Why? Here's a follow-up. Rare Colbert question or follow-up. Why in jazz do you complimentary say that cat?
Cats have this the archetype of the cat is coolness and agility, calm under pressure. You gotta be agile to play jazz because you gotta think on your feet. You never know what's coming next. And it's like a cool cat. That's a bad cat. This cat can go. You know?
Yeah. I can dig it, Daddy-O.
Hey!
You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
Ooh. Ooh! That's the hardest question in the whole thing.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
One song.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Nipperdy, number...
Eric Satie?
Yes.
Wow.
That's one you could listen to forever. Or Lotus Blossom by Billy Strayhorn. Or Reflections in D by Duke Ellington. It's got to be something that when you're listening to it, you can hear new things, but it's forever, so you're going to hear it all. So it has to be something that is healing you, it's regenerating you, or it's giving you something that's like a daily bread every time you hear it. So that's what I would pick, one of those kind of air on a G-string.
Sure.
This a hard one. I could go on forever. So I know we got to keep going.
We should put out an album of just the answers.
You know what I mean?
Give us. Okay, what number am I thinking of?
Mm.
412. No. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
Another hall. Trying to change the world.
John Batiste.
Hey!
Congratulations. You are known.
I'm known.
Coming up, Keanu Reeves takes the Colbert questionnaire.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
everybody. I'm back here with Keanu Reeves. Keanu, you're always great to talk to.
Oh, that's kind. It's
and it's always an honest conversation, an interesting conversation, but really surprising answers. Everybody loves seeing you. But here's the thing is that people think I get to know the people that I'm interviewing, and it's just a short period of time to actually sort of penetrate to the soul of a human being. And I really want to know my guests on a deeper level. And so what we did here, the Late Show Labs put together a series of 15 questions. Okay. After which, once these questions have been asked and answered, the guest is known fully.
The whole thing.
They are fully
known.
The whole 15 questions. 15 questions, and that does
you
it.
Get
and
the
I
whole
want you to know that you actually are one of the major inspirations for doing the Colbert Questionnaire, because several years ago, I asked you a question, one of the questions I'm about to ask you. I have your answer here, but I'll get to it. I just want you to know, the answer that you gave us from one of these questions, just a random question that I asked you in an interview, actually led to this questionnaire, and people will know it when I get to it. Okay. Are you ready to be known, Keanu Reeves?
Absolutely not.
Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
What is the best sandwich?
Best sandwich, you mean like for me?
Who else would you answer for?
I don't know. You could set up at your lab a whole kind of, what would go into the best sandwich, balance of flavors.
That is a valid if hostile response.
Okay, I'll answer the question.
To Keanu Reeves, I want to know you. I don't want to know sandwiches. I want to know Keanu Reeves. To Keanu Reeves, what is the best sandwich, sir?
Today I'm going to choose toasted crunchy peanut butter with crunchy peanut butter with honey.
Wow. Bold.
Yeah.
That's bold.
Sweet and savory.
Oh, and the Lord.
And crunch, right?
Yes. What's the one thing that you own that you really should throw out?
Oh, gosh. One thing I own that I should really throw out. I should really throw it away, Reeves. It's so difficult for me to throw things away. I'm a little bit of a pack rat.
Look at your attic. Look at your garage in your mind.
What should I throw away? Oh, I don't want to throw anything away. I don't have an answer for that. It's too much.
Do you live a Spartan life? Is there nothing?
Obviously not.
All right, so nothing. Everything is essential.
It is right now.
What is the scariest animal?
Scariest animal. When I was a kid, I always... spiders.
Yes, sir.
Spiders.
Yes, sir.
Spider with the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
In the
100% is a good answer. Ah! That is a good answer.
Ah!
Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Yes. Because you can put crunchy peanut butter on an apple.
So
what
good.
A combination.
It's so good.
What a combination. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Yes.
May I ask whom?
Lou Reed.
Did you get it?
Yes.
Wow.
But it wasn't for me. It was for a friend.
It was for a friend, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And he was cool about it.
Lou Reed was cool about it.
He was.
All right, how about the friend when you got him Lou Reed's autograph?
Yeah, that was cool. He was like a little piece of paper and was like blue ink. And yeah, it was good. Just said Lou Reed.
Would have been really disappointing if it didn't say Lou Reed.
I know, but it could have said all my best or like, you know what I mean?
All the best.
All the best.
With admiration,
yeah,
Lou Reed. Have a great summer. Don't ever change, Lou Reed.
Happy holidays.
I'll remember our time up at the lake. Lou Reed. Happy Hanukkah, Lou Reed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You never know. It's Lou Reed.
Okay. So this is the one that I've asked you before.
Oh, I asked for another one.
What?
George Carlin.
George Carlin, did you get Carlin's? Oh, I'm so jealous. I'm such a fan.
Yeah, yeah, he is beautiful. Beautiful, but he gave me an autograph.
Wow.
And yeah,
And that was for you?
I don't know, I can't swear on this show, right? No.
You can swear, sure, go ahead.
No, but it was really funny, because George Carlin, he wrote, what did he write? He wrote... I think it was Dear Keanu, F*** you. Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
And I thought that was
really... That was very sweet.
Yeah, and I always thought that, like, he just wrote that for me. Yep. And then I met someone else who said that he wrote the same thing to them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So this is the question I've asked you before that inspired the entire Colbert questionnaire series. I asked you, what do you think happens when we die? And you answered several years ago.
I know that the ones who love us will miss us.
Which is a lovely answer. Would you like to amend that answer in any way?
No, I don't want to amend that. You're asking me again?
No, we can move on.
Okay.
You've given me the answer.
Oh, okay.
That one's been banked. We have that one on file.
Okay. Okay.
Favorite action movie?
Oh, gosh.
And you can be in it. It's okay if you're in it.
Really?
Yeah, you can name one of your own movies.
No, but when I was a kid, Rollerball.
James Caan.
James Caan. Jonathan.
Jonathan. Yeah, sure.
Like, it was, yeah, violence, a game, and philosophy, social commentary. Fantastic.
Window or aisle?
Window.
Because you don't mind getting up to go to the bathroom and making the person on the aisle stand up every time you go?
No, man, I got a view.
You got the view, okay. Favorite smell?
Today I'm going to pick my 1974 Norton Commando when the engine warms up, when you've been given a good go, the oil in the engine heats up, and the smell that comes off the engine is really good.
All right, I like it, I like it.
Yeah.
That's nice. Cats or dogs, sir? Cats
dogs,
or dogs?
Dogs? Yeah, but I'm starting to really like the cats, though, too, now.
Okay. You only get to listen to one song for the rest of your life. What is it?
One song. I'm going to take Joy Division's Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Nice. Big response over there. What number am I thinking of?
Six.
No.
Three.
No, I only get one guess. Describe
Nine.
The rest of your life in five words.
What?
Describe the rest of your life in five words.
What kind of question
it's
is that?
It's not a question. It's a demand. There's no question mark there.
Okay, well, then I'm gonna be hopeful. Health. Love. Friendship. Create art. Motorcycles.
Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves, you are known. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Keanu. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
CBS Sunday, after The Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after The Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.